in your face.
Ocean Boy.
TLO Sydney there, Ocean Boy, and they join us on the line. Welcome to 3CR, welcome to Melbourne, welcome to In Your Face.
Thank you, James.
Love the track. Tell us about the vocals.
Yeah, thanks for loving the track to start with. Vocals, and before we have a bit of a discussion about that after, have been created via technology, so AI. Everything else is obviously my creative direction, my emotional journey, my thoughts, and my story.
I love the AI factor because the reality is that's kind of what the music video is projecting as well, that we live in an era of deep fakes, of AI fantasy, and that kind of taps into the meaning of the song, you know, the online fantasy, if you like, through the social media world, yeah?
Look, you're totally right. Technology is definitely taking over. And if you talk about, how to make music, it can be a production method or it can be replacing a production. For me, it's a method. I think it's more authentic that way. But you're also right when you refer to it as AI and online world replacing your authentic experience in general. And also, especially in the dating world, as we all know. And I'm sure if you listen to another song, Mask for Mask, is especially about that. You're right. It's more and more taking over, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I love the music video to Ocean Boy, which has just recently dropped, and an amazing location. You filmed at Bondi Beach. Tell us about the filming process, and when did you film it?
This is a very good question again. James, the whole video is, funny enough, AI, and it's scary how real I look on the video, actually. the filming that happens in my living room. I'm literally on my computer, telling AI exactly how I want the picture to look like. Have about 30 versions until I have it right, and then I move on to the next scene. And then in the end, it all goes into Final Cut Pro, and it will be finalized there. So, all technology based.
Wow. So were you actually, you weren't at Bondi Beach at all. You were basically transposing your image onto Bondi. Is that how it worked? Or did you actually do some filming at Bondi and then edit it? Like, how did it work?
Yeah, good question. Actually, I work with photos as a base. So I have been at the locations taking photos, and I used that then for AI to create the room for me and use my avatar then obviously to be in those spaces.
Wow, that is so fascinating. And that's kind of where music's going now, isn't it? Music videos.
I agree. All music in these days has an element of AI. And as I said before, you can use it in your advantage to express your stories better. As you also know, a lot of people just use AI to mass produce. That is also happening, and I think it's a healthy discussion to have. Look, in the end, AI is there. It will be used. It will be more and more. And what is important is if the audience can connect with your story and the emotion behind it. And I'm sure in the future, not too far in the future, it will just be seen as another tool of production method.
What I actually love about the track is the emotional resonance of the lyrics, you know, and that is very much you. I mean, you wrote those lyrics, you put the song together, and it really does have an emotional narrative. Can you focus on that emotion?
Yeah, look, it's totally my story, and probably the lyrics is what I work longest and most on. So originally I have an acting background, so I always was kind of, you know, attached to how to express emotion through lyrics, through text, through dialogue. And getting that right, but also keeping it universal enough so other people can tap into that is probably the biggest, not probably, that is the biggest part of my work. The whole Ocean Boy story started kind of after coming out of a long-term relationship, my first dating experience after many, many years. The market had changed quite a bit, let's say like that. So probably my expectations to start with weren't as realistic as they should have been. On the other hand, I had someone who was also, you know, hiding their demons and why does it says in the song. I looked perfect to the outside, but I also had a lot to deal with. So two men go on a beautiful journey to start with and abruptly ended, and then the story is just about how do you deal with stuff, how much do you accept your own influence, how much anger do you allow, and in the end you just have to let go and move on.
So your own story was really the underlay, if you like. It was the recipe for the song. And, you know, your emotions are really what is captured in that beautiful emotional resonance of the tune.
Thank you, Dan. So you're totally right. All my music, everything in the song is 100% based on my stories. The album, which drops in October, is all about my journey coming out of the long-term relationship until I found my new partner, which is about a 2.5 to 3 year period of time. That was extraordinary roller coaster start from very high to very low and all of the in-betweens. So now I've kind of put that into the album to kind of process that, but to express it and also to let other people share my journey, but also tap into their journeys by listening to it.
I'm really fascinated because Melbourne and Sydney are so similar but so different. You know, on the one hand, they're in the same country. On the other hand, they're like completely different, you know, countries and certainly very, very different cities. What are your experiences like now as a gay man on the music scene in Sydney?
Yeah. Where do we start? How much time do we have? look, I feel Sydney is obviously is my home and I love Sydney. I'm not a lot connected to the community as such. Like, I'm not going out every weekend to the community or I only have gay friends or something like that. I'm a pretty normal person that happens to be gay. I'm not defining my whole life about being gay. And I think the emotion behind being gay is universal anyway. I feel, if anything, the stereotype would be that probably our Sydney-siders are a little bit more on the outside and on the surface, while the Melbourne people are probably more looking for a deeper connection. If that's true or not, I'll leave it to anyone else to assess, but that's what I've heard.
Tell us about the journey that brought you to Sydney.
So, actually, you're quite uninteresting. It was career-related. My previous partner had a job offer here in Australia, and I was working for an Australian company in Germany. And then we thought we'd just give it a go. And if, you know, things go wrong, we just fly back home. And yeah, 17 and 18 years later, watch time flies, I'm still here. Yeah.
Wow. And of course, having that German background is so fascinating, especially at the moment where there's, you know, the rise of the far right there. And what are your kind of, you know, feelings about what's happening in Germany?
I still follow German politics quite a bit, to be honest. And it is very concerning that the far right is growing and growing, especially in the new part of Germany. I don't think it's necessarily meant to be anti-gay or anything like that. I think politics in general, and these similar patterns in the US, fails to speak the language of the people and to understand their problems. It is concerning. We have a few elections coming up in Germany shortly, state elections, not federal. And the outcome might actually be very concerning. So I'm watching that closely. And hopefully many undecided voters will prove the polls wrong, let's say like that.
I watched a documentary recently where people were talking about, you know, the impact of the far right on the arts community. And people were saying, well, look, you know, where exactly are we in Germany at the moment? Are we at the beginning of something? Are we in the middle of something? Are we at the end of something? You know, where exactly are we in this cycle? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it depends on which region of Germany you're referring to. I hope we are kind of towards the end of the cycle, and you know, as soon as it looks like, there will be one state in Germany where the far right will be in power within the next 6 weeks. And I hope as soon as they're in power, people realize nothing gets better actually than before. At the moment, there's always the benefit of being the opposition. You can always cry very loud, government is doing everything wrong, but are not accountable themselves. So I hope there's a wake-up call coming very soon. I think we have some positive signs from Hungary, where, you know, we had a change of government recently that was more towards the middle and left again. So there are positive signs, but it's definitely a very concerning time. And I think everyone needs to be involved in politics and obviously make the decision based on their own opinion.
Absolutely. Pivoting to music, pivoting back to that, what are you working on at the moment? I mean, I know the single's just dropped and the music video's just been released, but are you penning something else at the moment?
Look, I originally have an acting background. I did comedy for a while. The album is finalized. There's a couple more songs released before the album drops in October. I am thinking, how do I combine now from a show perspective and life perspective, how do I combine comedy and my music? I don't have the answers to all of it yet, but I spent more and more time on the creative concept. And I had some very lovely ideas already. a little test run very shortly with a very selected audience, and then we take it from there.
Wow, that is so exciting about the album. What's it called?
Probably Back Into Light. That's the working title so far. I might change my mind. But it refers to that long road I had to go coming out of the relationship, losing a lot of support coming out of that, and then obviously finding my way back into my new relationship, which straight into Sparks, which was my first song that was actually published, is actually the last chapter of the journey.
Wow. And how many tracks are on the album?
Most likely 12.
Wow. So it really is a substantial piece of work. That is so incredibly exciting. And tell us a little bit about the upcoming single.
So Ocean Boy is probably the first one where we get the more emotional. But Satan Just Spark is obviously the happy ending, if you want to call it like that. The beautiful story how my partner and I met and had that spark together. Bathroom Mask is a little bit of a satiric view on the dating culture, especially online culture, naturally. But now we're starting getting more into the emotional journey of my last 4 years. And that just gets more and more from song release to song release. There was a lot of things I had to learn along the way, and putting that into lyrics was a quite therapeutic process for me, actually, to be honest. And I hope listeners will find themselves in the lyrics and in the music and can refer to that.
It is amazing how you're looking at combining your music career with comedy. Tell us how that's going to manifest, because that really is, that's niche.
That, it is indeed. Yes, you're right. But I also think having so much lyric and so much story for pop, lighthouse music, whatever you want to call it, is probably also not as common. I always look to do something different than it has been done before. And I'm a storyteller in general. I think that's when my acting started. I always wanted to tell a story. I always wanted to capture people into the story, take them on a journey. And I think the combination of having something very funny followed by some more emotional music or emotional processing music is actually a very interesting amplitude of emotions you can bring on stage at the same time. So connecting the dots there is probably going to be the tough part. But then again, I feel as sarcastic German, I'm sure I'll find a way.
Well, Timo Lorenzen, a.k.a. TLO Sydney, Ocean Boy is a beautiful track. You should be very proud of it. You should be very proud of the music video. Can't wait to hear the album. And thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR. It's been great to chat with you.
Thank you so much, James. I appreciate it. You take care.
You too. Cheers.
Bye.
3CR.